presented by Devil Radio, Friday and Saturday, October 29th and 30th. It's MaxInc Radio's Halloween Spooktacular Weekend at Funk's Pub in Fitchburg. Friday night, catch tribute versions of The Pretenders, Cranberries, and Culture Club. And on Saturday, catch local hard rock favorites Mickey Magnum with Queen of Dreams and Iron Plow. It's MaxInc Radio's Halloween Spooktacular Weekend, October 29th and 30th at Funk's Pub. Enjoy rocker cocktails. Please drink responsibly. All right. Welcome back to MaxInc Radio, everybody. My name is Rocker, and it's time to enter the Devil's Lair. The Devil's Lair is presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's, Madison, Monona, and some Prairie. Find them online, salvatorestomatopies.com. Tonight, singer of songs, picker of guitar, and shifty hillbilly from Leland, Wisconsin, Sean Shell. Sean, welcome to The Devil's Lair on MaxInc Radio.
Thanks for having me, Rocker. It's pretty sweet.
All right. With Sean Shell, for those who are unfamiliar with your music, who is the artist, Sean Shell?
Right off the bat, a tough question.
Who are you?
It's an odd thing to
before we even hear
blur
music.
It out there. Yeah. Pretty regular dude that taught himself how to play guitar. And wrote some poems and then meshed those two things and made some albums.
Nice. And you have a nice beard, I might add.
I don't have any hair growing on the top of my head, but it just never slows down out of my face.
Got to get in one of those beard contests that come up every year. Let's get right to some music in the Devil's Lair of MaxInc Radio with Sean Shell. The first song you have tonight is called Say Uncle. Is this a song about freedom?
Not really. I guess I got free from one particular fella. This song I wrote about one of my uncles. As a fella that never was really very nice to me as a kid. It'd actually be one of my mother's brothers. I don't know if he knows that this song is even about him. But if he's listening tonight, he's going to find out like right now that is about him. I won't mention names. But yeah, this guy was always kind of a jerk to me growing up, and then I was probably 23 or 24, got into a pretty good scrap with him, finally got sick of him bullying me around, and fast forward about a year from me getting in a physical altercation with him, I was actually up by the Twin Cities, and I got word that this particular uncle had slapped my sister around, and I kind of wanted
to,
I don't know how to say this radio friendly, but I wanted to get physical, but I was hours and hours away from home and driving down the road. I wrote this song, and this is about the time I was learning how to play a guitar. So this is actually, I wouldn't say probably the first song I ever wrote and put music to. So this is on the album Laughing at a Funeral. It's the name of my solo album. I released that on April Fool's Day of this year. It's everywhere music streams. Check it out. But here it is live.
Let's hear it. Sean Shell, live in the Devil's Lair on 92.7.
I don't believe a single word you say, 'cause every other word is nonsense anyway. From how you do it to you do the math, that boy's broken. How do you spell that? You got the town buffalo, but not for long. Right here standing when you're long gone, long gone. Well, I don't believe a damn word you say, every other word is BS anyway. You drink and you cheat, you steal and you lie. Why do you act that way? Only God knows why. You think you're a man, but you got it all wrong. I'll be right here standing when you're long gone. Long gone. I don't believe a single word you say. Every other word is horse anyway. You're fighting with me, you're beating on her. You can take that behavior back below the border. You want my advice, don't let me catch you alone. I'll be left standing, you'll be long gone, long gone. You ain't worth the breath it took to write this song. I'll be right here standing, you're long gone, long gone. You're long gone, long gone.
All right, Sean Schell back here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Sean, you grew up on a dead end with the closest neighbor being more than a mile away, hillbilly through and through, and now you live in your great-great-great-grandparents' house. That's great-great-great-grandparents' house. How does that happen? Yep.
Three greats. So it would be my grandmother's great-grandparents built the house that I currently live in. Where I grew up is about 10 miles east of where I currently live. And that was a... I feel super fortunate. I would say it depends on who you ask. I would say you ask the right or wrong person, however you want to word it. I grew up a mile away from the closest neighbor. Some people would think that's a bummer. I took advantage of it.
Yeah.
I fished and shot guns and shot bows and hunted since I was a little kid with my dad. And, you know, all told, like if I include all the farms in the area and I knew pretty much everyone in the surrounding area, I had thousands of acres to run like a wild beast. As my, you know, that's how I was raised, basically by the woods. And, Papaw handed me a rifle when I was a pretty young kid, learning how to shoot and taking advantage of that. Now I find myself a proud life member of the NRA. And fast forward to adulthood. I moved out of that place when I was 17, lived in a handful of places here and there and everywhere. And back to the great-great-great-grandparents' house, they auctioned that out of the family, sold the farm, the house, and all the land that went with it about the time my mother was born. They sold it all off, and at 21 years old, after the house had changed hands a bunch of times, I had an opportunity to buy it back into the family, and I did on a dairy farm hand's salary.
Wow.
I made it happen, and I'm still there now, and I bought that in 2009.
Wow.
I'm still there.
Well, congratulations. That's like a crazy sort of like life's dream or something to, you know, come off with that property after so many years.
Grandma, so this would be on my mother's side. Grandma's still alive and doing well. Gladys, if you happen to get word that I was on the radio tonight, hi, Grandma. How you doing?
Hi, Grandma.
She was actually born in the room that my band rehearses in. So
wow.
She was born in the house. that's the jam room now, and it's funny. Like there's sort of a weird stain on the floor. It's wooden floors,
oh.
And I always just tell everybody like that's where Grandma was born right there. It's not. I have no idea what stain is, but it's a good story.
Well, you taught yourself how to play guitar in the back of a semi while hauling hazardous materials across the country. What kind of guitar was it?
That was an Ibanez. So the guitar was originally belonged to my sister. So my youngest sister, Sam, and my dad had it in their head that they were going to learn how to play guitar.
Yeah.
And they were, I think it was on VHS maybe even. They were watching this video and trying to figure out how to play, and they did that for quite a while. And eventually the guitar just got put away. I would say I was 25 or so.
Wow.
When I just asked my dad, what happened to those guitars you guys were trying to learn? And at the time, I was driving truck, you know, hauling all tanker stuff, gas, diesel, propane, anhydrous, ammonia.
No, nothing ethanol, nuclear?
Ethanol. No, there was never any nuclear stuff. But most of the stuff is like, I don't know, if you hit something hard enough, you're probably going to explode.
Oh, my.
But I brought that, dad gave me that Ibanez, and I drug that thing around with me everywhere I went, pretty largely in the Midwest. But a bunch of times I got to go out west and in Wyoming and the Bighorn Mountains and stuff, hauling propane around over the over the mountains. And every day, whether I wanted to or not, whether I was feeling like it, I would get that guitar out of the case, and some days I'd play it for 5 minutes, and you know, other nights in the cab of the truck, because I lived in it.
Wow.
Either 5 minutes or 2 hours, just whatever was I felt like. And I don't know, fast forward a couple of years of doing that, and I can kind of play. I'm past the beginner stage. I feel like I'll still probably intermediate at best, but I make this thing work.
Well, that's paying your dues, that's for sure. Sean, let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. I feel that the trials of your romantic life are written here in the songs. The next song is called Sandwich Boy, in a dialogue that is FCC compliant. Tell us about Sandwich Boy.
You know, I wish I could write songs that were happier. Like, heck, I even come up with with really nice, happy sounding chord progressions or some really bouncy melody. And when I apply my lyrical talent to it, it's always kind of a bummer. But this song describes how I ended up getting divorced from my high school sweetheart. We started dating when I was 14. She was 15. We got married, had a couple kids. I don't know, pretty much this song will pretty much describe how it ended.
Oh boy. All right, Sean Shell here live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio 92.7 FM.
Over the years, there's been hundreds, probably closer to thousands of songs written about women that walked out on their men for somebody new. Well, this particular song was written about a woman that walked out on her man for a teenage boy that made sandwiches part-time at a gas station and lived with his mommy. This is my story. On the very first night we met, she said, "Daddy, I found the one." 6 years later and a diamond ring, county judge got her done. "Till death do us part" is what we said. He put his meat into your bread. I never thought I'd see the day that part-time sandwich boy took you away. You can have her. She done me wrong by doing you right. You can have her. Don't cuddle that block of ice at night. You can have her. She's your problem now, little boy. You can have her. Go on and marry her, now jump for joy, you can have her. Yeah, you can have her.
Everybody knows that I'm a man's man. There ain't much that I can't do. If I knew then what I know now, I'd have learned to make a sandwich too. After 4,598 days, you run off with him, threw us away. Your eyes, he's better than me, but he can't even buy a beer without a fake ID. You can have her. She done me wrong by doing you right. You can have her. Cuddle that block of ice at night. You can have her. You done me a favor, son. You can have her. Turns out I'm the lucky one. You can have her. Yeah, you can have her.
All right, Sean Shell right here in the Devil's Lair. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, 92.7 Devil Radio. Sean, you know, you're playing the Broken Bottle Winery coming up on October 24th. Tell us about that gig at the winery, and where do people find the Broken Bottle Winery?
That will just be me solo playing from 1:30 to 4:30. And Broken Bottle is, it sits, I think it's technically Lake Delton, but probably more well known to be Wisconsin Dells. It'd be on the south side of the Dells, just off of Highway 12. They got wine tastings. If the weather's nice enough, they have a pretty cool outdoor stage that'll be parked on. If it's kind of crummy, they got plenty of room inside, and I'll be in there. I like the place. I like the people. There's always a nice crowd there.
So. Now, usually you get, like, free beer when you play, but do you get free wine there?
No kidding. They actually send all the artists that play there on their way with two bottles of wine.
Oh, no way.
And they got a bunch of great wine. I'm not even a wine guy,
but
it's great. It's really good. Dry, sweet, whatever you're into, there's something. Like, it's like cool names, too, like Redneck Rose and things like that.
Oh, nice, man. I'm going to have to look them up. Broken Bottle Winery. You say you're dumping social media in a couple of weeks. Can you really do that? I mean, isn't that like quitting cigarettes? Do you need a patch for that or something?
It's pretty rough, but I don't know if it's as rough as what most social media seems to be now. I guess I might hold on to like Snapchat because it's a little more lighthearted. But things like Facebook, I'm just plumb sick of arguing about nothing. You know, so my current plan is to have my sister, actually the one that the Ibanez guitar came from, I'm going to have Sam, shout out, I'm going to have her take over my Facebook music page so we can still post gigs. Gigs will still be posted on there, but as far as me having any social media involvement, I got to get out.
It's a blackout. But hey, you're on the Devil's Lair because of social media, because I saw you online.
Well, like I said, I'm still going to have her push my the music page, which is Shellbound. It's my last name. Bound is all one word. I'm going to have her push that, but for the most part, I have a lady printing out a bunch of posters for me, physical flyers, and I will be just posting them at the venues I'm playing, like a little more old school.
Yeah.
If that means that my reach isn't quite as far, I guess so be it. But I need to get off social media because I'm tired of it.
Anyway, it sounds like you're going back to living a mile away from your neighbor.
That's exactly what I'm trying to – I'm looking for the old version of me, and I'm not going to find him staring at a screen.
So let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair with Sean Shell. Sean, the next song you have for us tonight is called Hater. Are you sure you aren't a death metaler trapped in a country boy's body?
Nah, this is still pretty country, I got to say. So when I say – Hater, this is another one that was written about my now ex-wife, and when I named it Hater. I was referring to myself. It was just the stage of the grief process where I really hated myself. Mm. And that's pretty much where I was at when I wrote this. So, heck, I have a couple happy-go-lucky chord progressions, but this is what keeps falling out. So here's Hater.
Say it gets better, but it's worse here every day. I stand here helpless, watching you walk away. I give the world to have your love. You're too far gone and that ain't enough. Well, I hate myself more every day for treating you so bad, pushing you away. You're the best friend I've ever known. Well, now you're gone, I'm all alone. Well, I just can't see me getting through trying to get over you. I've used my hands make love to you. When I got mad, I'd use the same hands too. If I could turn back the hands of time, I would treat you better, you'd still be mine. Well, I hate myself more every day for treating you so bad, pushing you away. You're the best friend I've ever had. Well, now you're gone, that's too bad. Well, I just can't see me getting through trying to get over you. Well, I hate myself more every day for treating you so bad, pushing you away. You're the best friend I've ever known. Well, now you're gone, I'm all alone. Well, I just can't see me getting through. Well, I just can't see me getting through. Well, I just can't see me getting through trying to get over you. Trying to get over you. Trying to get over you.
All right, Sean Shell, live here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. Sean, that's pretty cool, man. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back, and we'll have you play some more songs. That sound good?
Sweet.
All right. We'll be right back after this.